This episode brought to you by Correlation and SwitchThink Solutions. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Earlier we covered CU Insight's latest mini-con, and the theme was refuel, as we refuel for 2022. And to kick things off was keynoter Antonio Neves. Everybody knows Antonio. He's a great conference facilitator, host, business trainer, leadership trainer, speaker, author, you name it. He's done it, still doing it. So, and he kicked things off quite nicely for today's CU Insight mini con. And in this particular clip and during his talk, he talked about three things that we can control: attitude, effort, and actions. And he explains each in that one. And he also talks about why surfing is so hard. So check it out.
As you know, one thing that can come and go, and that's something that's always going to ebb and flow, are our emotions, anger, sadness, fear. Those things are going to ebb and flow. We can't control those. And I invite all of us to feel our feelings the way they need to be felt. And during those moments when we need to make decisions, I invite you not to act on the whim of your emotions. I challenge you to act based on your standards and to act based on your values. I'm inviting you once again to be the example, because there are three things in the midst of so much going on in this world that we cannot control. There are three things that we can always control. We can always control our attitude. We can always control the effort that we give, and we can always control our actions. Once again, emotions come and go. Values and standards do not. You know, in this day and age, when it seems like everything is contagious, and we talked about things being contagious, I just want to remind us that guess what? A good attitude is also contagious. Smiling at someone can be contagious. Giving a strong effort can also be contagious. Commitment, when people see that day in and day out, that also is contagious. So right now, in the work that you do, in your family, in your community and beyond, if you are waiting for someone to step up and to do the right thing, why not you? Why not you be that person to step up and to do the right thing? Because guess what? When you step up, when you're courageous, when you're bold, when you're better, that is going to have a cascading effect. It is going to encourage. It is going to inspire others. And what that's going to do is create positive momentum moving forward. When you stand up, when you are the example day in, day in, day out, that works like compound interest. I'm not saying you have to do anything crazy, but what's that small thing that you can do today to be the example? I promise you, you won't regret it. And to be able to be the example, what I'm going to challenge all of us to do is to be willing to do hard things. I think we forgot at some point in our lives that we are capable, that we can do hard things. Again, I live in Los Angeles, and I have so many friends here who like to surf. I have not gotten into surfing. I was born and raised in Michigan. I'm more of a fan of sitting on pontoon boats on the lake. However, I don't give my friends who like to surf a hard time. But here's what's interesting about surfing. It is estimated, get this, it is estimated that surfers spend less than 10% of their time actually riding waves. Think about that. It's estimated they spend less than 10% of their time riding waves. The other 90%, guess what? It's spent paddling. It's spent waiting. And guess what? It's spent experiencing wipeouts as well. In society, all we want to focus on are the results, that 10% of the time that we're riding a wave. However, in my experience, the people, the individuals, the organizations, the credit unions that make a big difference, they're willing to focus on the other 90%, the paddling, the waiting, the wipeouts, because that's where the magic happens, when we're willing to do the hard things, when we're focused on not the end result, but the process, the things that we must do today. I'm talking about the difference between lead measures and lag measures. Lag measures, just for an example, are, say you want to lose weight. The lag measure is lose 30 pounds. And that's what most people do. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. It's future focused. But if you focus on the lead measure, I'm going to eat 2 healthy meals today. I'm going to work out 3 times a week. That's going to lead to that. So I invite all of us to focus on the process of what we can do today, as opposed to focusing on the end result. I'm inviting you to lean into the pain. I'm inviting you to experience a little bit of discomfort. And there is a difference between discomfort and pain. Something our 26th president of the United States once said is, he said, we all must either wear out or rust out. He says, my choice is to wear out. I'm talking about Teddy Roosevelt. Now look, rusting out is when you need WD-40. Wearing out is when you put effort forward on a daily basis. Once again, I'm going to challenge you to do some of those hard things.
Thank you very much, Antonio, and stay tuned for more CU Insight mini-con coverage here on CU Broadcast. This episode brought to you by Correlation and SwitchThink Solutions.